This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A bit more than 6 years ago, April of 2010, the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill sent hundreds of millions of gallons of crude into the Gulf of Mexico and up onto the Gulf Coast. Tourism in a lot of the cities and towns along that coast all but crumbled. And over the years, BP has paid hundreds of millions of dollars to fishermen and shop owners and city governments to set things right. More recently, BP gave Alabama $1 billion to help with that state's recovery, which is fine, but it's how the money is being spent that has people talking. From Gulf Shores, Alabama, Gigi Duban has that story.
The Florabama in Orange Beach, Alabama, has grown from one iconic beach bar on the Florida-Alabama line to a local franchise that includes a marina, a liquor store, and more restaurants. This is how Chris Sherrill, executive chef at the Florabama, has picked up the pieces. 6 years ago, Sherrill wasn't sure where he'd be today. The BP oil spill hit when he and his wife ran a beach wedding catering business. Images of oil-slicked water circulated around the world, and it wasn't long before the first bride called to cancel. Then more cancellations.
We had returned 14 deposits at $1,000 each, 14,000 cash that was we didn't really have.
Sherrill says he, like a lot of his friends, was devastated.
We lost a car, a house, nearly our marriage. It was tough. It was tough on everyone.
BP started pumping money into marketing campaigns, paying out claims, putting boat owners to work. And over time, people came back to the beaches. But when Alabama lawmakers took the state's latest settlement from BP, $1 billion, and decided to use most of it to help fund Medicaid and pay off state debts,
that was a difficult pill to swallow.
That's Robert Kraft, the mayor of Gulf Shores. He says putting that money into the state's general fund means less money for projects within 25 miles of the coastal zone, as the state had originally planned.
And the projects that we had planned to do, the regional recovery projects, a lot of them are no longer going to be on the table.
Kraft says overall, his city has recovered well. But he's also thinking of some of the hardest hit areas that are still struggling, like nearby Dauphin Island.
Okay, this is the easternmost point of Dauphin Island. We're right on the edge of Mobile Bay, and again, where the Battle of Mobile Bay took place. We're right here next to historic Fort Gaines.
This is Dauphin Island Mayor Jeff Collier. He says there's history here, but ecotourism is the heart of this barrier island's economy. After the oil spill, Collier says, it was a ghost town. There was no fishing, boating, swimming.
So everything that we had to offer people was taken away, and so we were essentially put out of business.
Collier and other mayors and county commissioners serve on the Gulf Coast Recovery Council. They're reviewing all the requests submitted in the region, everything from buying land for more bird habitats to road projects to ease traffic congestion.
Well, there's more than 100, probably pushing a couple of hundred at this point.
He says those requests amount to about $2 billion. But after the state took its cut, the Gulf Coast cities will only get $120 million. This group approving projects is headed by Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, who's been criticized for his use of earlier BP settlements. One example, he spent $1.8 million to renovate a dilapidated governor's beach mansion. He says he'll use it to entertain visitors to boost economic development. Same for using the BP money to pay off state debts and to help fill other budget holes.
In the long run, this was to try to help alleviate some of the problems for the entire state.
As for the Gulf Coast, Bentley says there's already been a lot of money spent there.
I think overall they're doing well.
Paying off debts, he says, benefits the entire state. But folks who live on the Gulf Coast say the hundreds of millions they generate in tourism dollars each year benefit the entire state, too. In Gulf Shores, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.